Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
He's there ready to grab you again.
Yeah.
Unless you have real structure and an incredible support system, you will often slip right back into that.
Yeah.
And he has slipped right back into it many, many times. If your question is, would they give up an 86?
Yeah, would you give up that 86?
Well, sure. To not have a drug problem?
Yeah,
sure. Of course you would. But that all of that, how it happened and then how it fell apart. Because, like, you look at that team. Lenny Dykstra went to jail.
Yep.
Doc and Daryl both had incredible drug problems. Gary Carter's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, there was just a lot of stuff connected to that team. And so, listen, I'll like it no matter what,
right.
But I do think it'll be a wonderful 30 for 30 story because there's a lot of just absolutely maniacal
some stories there. Yeah.
They're just.
I hope they uncover some stuff. I'm sure they can.
The incredible stories that I've probably heard, but maybe casual sports fans haven't. And when you hear them and try to figure out how those guys doing all of those things actually won a World Series, pretty wild stuff. Jeff Calkins is up next.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
You've been camping in your backyard, cycling in your living room. You've been enjoying rain showers in your bathroom, campfires on your TV screen. You've been counting stars and birds from your window, and holding family cookouts in the kitchen. Now, get ready to go. Go on a real vacation. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRV.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we take the guesswork out of your oil change. Our experts will help you find the right oil, the right filter, at the right price every day. Get 5 quarts of full synthetic Valvoline, Mobil 1, Castrol Edge, or Pennzoil Platinum with the Fram Titanium Oil Filter for just $33.99. Plus, this July, we're donating $1 to Building Homes for Heroes with every 5-quart bottle of Valvoline sold. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations. See store for details.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile. Because at the end of the day, We are all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com.
If there's anything we know about Mid-Southerners, it's that we've got grit and determination. We as Mid-South, individuals, business leaders, and community leaders have a common goal, to come out of this stronger than ever. Together, we can move Memphis forward. We want to spotlight those who are moving Memphis forward. We'd love to hear from you. It can be your own story, the story of a business, or someone you know. Share the positives with us so we can share it with the city. Simply visit 929ESPN.com and click on the hashtag Move Memphis Forward banner. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward, powered by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah, the feeling goes, but my hair keeps growing.
Looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency, been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support somebody who supports the University of Memphis, Elizabeth Rook Insurance qualifies. Talk about life insurance. You'd never want to leave your family in a bind if something happened to you. So you need a good life insurance policy, and you can get one right now with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They've temporarily waived the medical exam to help you guys during COVID-19 social distancing restrictions. So you can take advantage of that. You can check the website, get all the details, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. You got a local doctor, local dentist, local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent as well. Somebody with a 901 area code. That is Elizabeth Rook Insurance, 901-867-7283, 901-867-7283. Two locations, Memphis area, one in Lakeland on Canada Road, the other on Highway 51 in Covington. And also, understand this, Elizabeth Rook Insurance has been nominated once again for a Memphis Most Award. Vote for Elizabeth Rook Insurance, commercialappeal.com. That's commercialappeal.com. Rook Insurance, 867-7283. On the web, rookinsurance.com. It's rookinsurance.com. Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist, David Matthew, host of Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11 right here. 92.9 FM ESPN joins me every day after 5. He's here right now, Jeff Calkins. How are you?
Oh, I'm just excellent, Gary.
Are you excellent? I'm not excellent. I'm fired up. Remember when I used to be optimistic?
Really?
I remember when I was hopeful?
Yeah, no, not really. I don't remember the hopeful part.
There was like a day. There was a day where you asked me if I was hopeful, and I said,
"Oh, right, yeah, no." But that you were hopeful because of like the NFL was changing its mind on Colin Kaepernick or something. Wasn't that it?
Well,
like
I was hopeful that we were making real progress on racial inequality in this country, and the numbers did suggest that we had stabilized the virus in some ways. And Dr. Fauci was out there talking about we could maybe have a vaccine by the end of the year. And so I was starting to find hope. It's all gone now.
What killed it? What today? What was the cause? What was the cause of death?
Cause of death is coronavirus. And
deaths are down, Gary. Deaths are down.
Deaths are
down.
That's
not gonna help.
You know what really, honestly, I think got me into an emotional state laced with anger is that I am starting to realize that it is possible, if not likely, that my little boys are not gonna go back to school next month. That's starting to seem like a likely scenario. And the idea of that is just an absolute nightmare. Not like, you know, other people's nightmare. Like, I understand other people got way worse nightmares than that. But, you know, trying to do multiple jobs while your wife runs a children's store, when you've got three children, two of whom are young, and they're home all day long, and you're in charge of educating them, it's not easy. There was a nice column in the New York Times over the past week, written by a woman, and the point she had made was, you can either have a job or you can be a parent, but you can't do both under these circumstances. It's just there's no way to be good at both of those things under these circumstances. And I had been hopeful in thinking that we would have this thing under control well enough that at the very least my children would be back in school under something close to normal circumstances. At least they'd be out of the house and being taught in person by a teacher. And now I'm not sure that's going to happen. In fact, I don't think it is. And it's just frustrating because it didn't have to be this way. Like whether we're losing Big Ten non-conference games or fans at the WGC event at TPC Southwind, it didn't have to be this way. We could have been in a better position of this, and we screwed it up embarrassingly.
Well, first of all, I think your anger is appropriately focused. I've always said from the time this began that my chief focus was school starting in the fall. And that seemed like a long time away, you know, when we first start. I said, I just want school to start in the fall. Like that was the thing I always wanted. And I still think it's the most important thing and now I will say that you're in DeSoto County and I find it hard to believe that they won't start school in the fall. At least try.
No, we actually got the note yesterday, and here's what they're doing. Uh-huh. They're saying we're going to have school and your children can mm-hmm. come, but if you don't want them there, please let us know by next Wednesday. I mean, that's where we're at. And whereas
that's just like what Shelby County's doing. Like they're right. and that there's nothing. I mean, it may seem crazy, but that is what a lot of school districts are doing because they need to let people with health issues opt out and for liability, and they need to be respectful, right, of whatever health concerns people might have. And then they also need to be able to plan for both virtual teaching and in-person teaching. And so they want people to declare. Actually, I don't think, as crazy as it is, I don't think there's anything unreasonable about what they are saying there. And if it were me, I would say, okay, we're in. I'm declaring my kids and we're going to school. But I understand that every parent will be different. How are you going to figure out your answer to that?
Well, we're definitely sending Aiden to school, but that's because it's Lausanne, and he's surrounded by, I'm assuming.
But he's the one who doesn't need to be in. Of course, he does, because you like my kid, we learned that virtual learning was a challenge, right?
No, I don't want that dude. I don't want that dude at home all day, every day. Like, he going to school. And yeah. But, like, at Lausanne.
But for little guys, it actually matters a lot. Like, you know. That they're in school for all kinds of reasons.
If I'm being honest, here's the truth. I'm comfortable sending my oldest to school because he goes to school at Lausanne. He's going to be that school has the resources to set up a system that makes it as safe as possible. In fact, I've already heard lots of details. Like, you know how normally you go to school and you're in this class for an hour, then you change classes, you go to another class for an hour, then it's, hey, it's time for Spanish, let's do that for an hour.
Yeah.
They will not do that. They are going to be in the same classroom all day long, this is my understanding at least, and all day long you will work on this one subject, whatever that subject is. You'll have 8 hours of the same subject on this one day, and then the next day it'll be 8 hours of a different subject, or 10 hours, whatever it is, I don't know. But like, they're not going to have kids changing classes all day long. And they're going to be spaced out within the classroom. They actually have a plan. And if you're at Lausanne, you are surrounded by other students whose parents probably got some sense. I can't say that that's true in DeSoto County. And so do I feel comfortable? Do my wife and I, do we feel comfortable sending our little dudes to DeSoto County public schools when they are surrounded by, I'm just telling you because I see it on Facebook, children whose parents are absolute morons. I don't know that I'm comfortable with that.
Well, I understand that.
Like, would you send your kid to Hernando Elementary?
I would, but
then do it, Calkins. I dare you.
For me, let's just say, I mean, my kids went to elementary school at campus school, right, and at Grahamwood, and so it wasn't Hernando. It was campus school and it was Grahamwood. That's where they went to, and I certainly would send them back to those places, you know. And they won't be, they'll try to social distance. I mean, they're both good elementary schools in town, but it's a public elementary school. They're going to have a hard time social distancing. Right? There's it just is, and I would send my kids. But I also totally understand people who don't. I absolutely do. One of the things that Dr. McCullough said that actually was a little hopeful, because he's always said that he really is worried about this moment. And it's too bad that we're already getting the spike and the chaos before we get to schools, right? I mean, it's already happening before we get to the giant, speed up machine that is the schools, right? Because as he says, schools are typically like, that's where we pass on the flu fundamentally as a society, in school, right? And then people bring it home or whatever else. So, but he said the one positive thing is that daycares have been open all along as necessary businesses, and there haven't been any major outbreaks traced to daycares. So there's some epidemiological evidence that not only do kids do better if they get the virus, but they transmit the virus, are less apt to transmit the virus. It was one of the small glimmers of hope that he offered on the show today when he joined me on the show today. But I don't envy anyone who has to make that decision about whether to send their kid. And you're not making a decision for 2 weeks. You're making the decision for a year, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my understanding. And let me be clear, we haven't made the decision yet, but I was – 3 months ago, I was hopeful that I wouldn't even have to make a decision. Like, it would just be, of course your kids are going back to school. The idea that I'm sitting here on July 9th and, we do have to make a decision. And I was actually going to text Dr. McCullers just to ask him, hey, what would you do if you were me? Because I'm not smart enough to know what to do. It's a big decision. And I'd rather rely on people who are more knowledgeable about this than I am. But the fact that I've got to make this decision is just incredibly frustrating. Like, we shouldn't be in this spot.
Well, that's the other thing. What I found, and I made the mistake of arguing with people on Twitter today because I put up a column, based on what Dr. McCullers had said 2.5 months ago,
right,
when he told us it was going to go like this, right? And the column said, listen, there's nothing about here that was surprising, that he told you it would go like this if you didn't, if we didn't get it under control, and now it is unfolding exactly that way. And I didn't write it to say, I told you so, but all that is still true. Like whatever it is now that's in the future that you can't imagine losing, right? Whatever the heck is supposed to, the next NBA season, Memphis in May in 2021, right? Whatever it is that you don't want to lose, that looks like it's way off, if you don't fly right, if we aren't more responsible than we've been, we'll lose those things too. And that was really the point of writing it. But what's frustrating to me was I got a whole lot of people who are just angry at what's happening, angry at, I can't believe we're not going to have football. I can't believe, and the people who are seem to be the most angry at what's happening, this virus doesn't kill anyone. They're the people who've been acting like morons all along and are responsible for the fix we're in.
Right.
And now they're accusing people of overreacting, whereas if they had just flown right along, we would be in a better position than we're in. And so I found myself today getting in that argument with people. Oh, come on, just wait, really? Still? Like, you're still here? This is what, don't you see what you have wrought with your irresponsible behavior, with your refusal to listen to scientists, with all of that? And you're still, like, instead what you're doing is you're now mad that the consequences of your actions are becoming clear. And what's happening is that too many people are not actually accepting these as the consequences of their actions. They just think they're irrational decisions by people who hate sports or something. Whereas, no, this is logical consequences of their actions.
No, in the state of Mississippi, the leading medical officials this morning held a press conference and literally begged people in Mississippi to wear masks. One doctor said that that the state is on a trajectory where they will hit New York City level of disaster. Now, what the doctor meant when she said that isn't that we're going to have as many deaths as New York City. We don't have as many people as New York City. Of course we're not going to have as many deaths. But what she meant is that our – remember when you were reading stories about New York City hospitals and they were overrun? They had nowhere to put people. Folks were dying in the emergency room. They couldn't even get them out of, you know, into a bed. That's what Mississippi is on the verge of dealing with. Like there are hospitals in the state that are operating at capacity, and the way these medical officials explained it, again, these are medical officials in the state of Mississippi. This isn't me talking. I'm just repeating what they said. They said they are very close to reaching a point where if you're in a bad car wreck, we don't have anywhere to put you. If you have a heart attack, we don't have anywhere to put you. You people are going to die of things that have nothing to do with COVID-19 because COVID-19 patients are taking all of our space. And subsequent to that, credit where credit's due, better late than never, definitely late, but still better late than never, the governor, Tate Reeves, did implement a mask ordinance for, I believe, 13 counties, and DeSoto County is one of them. But when I posted this story, and it is nothing but quotes from medical officials on the Facebook page earlier today, you still had people trying to argue against it. One moron saying, the media is the virus here. Like, what? Why are you arguing with medical officials who are actually, like, I use the word begging because that's essentially what they were doing. But please listen to us. Here's what one doctor said. I'll get you the exact quote. Her name is Luann Woodward. She's the vice chancellor of the University of Mississippi Medical Center. She said, quote, "This issue is not about limiting anybody's right to make their own personal decisions. Things are not normal, and we can't behave as if they are because we're fooling ourselves, and the numbers are showing that what we're doing now is not working." If you can't listen to that woman who is pleading with you and then say, you know what, I guess I'll put on a mask when I walk into Kroger, like, there is something really, really wrong with you, and yet the Facebook page is not overrun with those people. Like, the smart people outweigh the dumb people, but the dumb people are still there.
Oh, no, there's a lot. There's a lot. And, you know, I don't know why this became you can literally just quote experts and be dismissed as taking a side, right? It's just preposterous. And it's too bad, and it's exactly right. We did not have to be here. No other country is here. Like, we are supposed to be the greatest, the best, everything else. No other country is in the fix that we are in, and we did it to ourselves, and it is infuriating.
In the meantime, like I opened the show with, the Big Ten has canceled all non-league football games, and that is like, okay, let's go ahead and do this, but they have made it clear, everybody from the Big Ten commissioner to Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith, that it isn't definite that they're just going to go ahead and play a conference schedule. Like, that's the plan right now, but the plan yesterday was to play an entire schedule. They had to change that plan, and they make it clear that they might have to change the plan again. In fact, here's a quote from Gene Smith, athletic director, Ohio State University. He was on Big Ten Network about 30 minutes ago. He said, quote, "I can't reiterate enough the fact that we might not play. We just might not, and I think people need to understand that." I'm just telling you, I know these guys. When you get conference commissioners and athletic directors acknowledging that the season, whether it's a full season, short season, fall season, spring season, when you get these guys actually acknowledging publicly that there's a chance they don't play football at all, that means there's a very good chance they might not play football at all. And a lot of the people who are arguing against masks and talking about media hoaxes, they're the ones that love their college football the most, and for whatever reason they don't seem to understand, they, with their actions, are creating a country where we might not be able to have college football at all, plus school, plus all sorts of other things. And it's just, again, we didn't have to be here.
Well, I mean, again, I don't. There was a story about the TSSAA, talk about high school football, right? The TSSAA postponed voting. They had three different plans for proceeding with the season, et cetera, and they postponed voting on them because they didn't know what the numbers would even look like. And so But the head of the TSSAA was pleading with, basically said, you all can help us here, what we really need. Like, everyone who wants to see something at stake, whether it's football coaches, conference commissioners, certainly doctors, scientists, high school principals, high school, like, every single person who can, who sees that there is something at stake is saying the exact same thing. And by the way, it crosses party lines, it crosses races, it crosses genders, it crosses everything. Everyone is saying the same thing. And so, you know, I was talking to Jack Sammons today because the golf tournament obviously is going to proceed without fans. And he said, you know, this is the life, this is where we are now. And we're going to just plan on having the biggest golf tournament ever in 2021. And, you know, I hope we can have a Memphis in May in 2021. I hope we can have a Memphis golf tournament in 2021. I hope we can have all of that in 2021. But it's all literally there depending on how we behave. There's nothing else that makes this thing go away. Dr. McCullers did talk about the potential for vaccines. And what he said, and I wasn't able to get into it because I didn't have enough time, he actually did think there's some vaccines coming down the pike that within 12 to 18 months, he said, would be helpful. He didn't sort of hold out the idea of a single silver bullet vaccine that would instantly make everyone fine. He sort of said, we may have a variety of vaccines that will have an impact, not the answer people want. But that's, yeah, so maybe in 18 months, we'll have a vaccine. That will help, or a number of vaccines that will help. A year from now, that's 12 to 18 months. That's next school year we're talking about salvaging at that point. So the only thing between now and then that will salvage the things you love, whether they're sending your kids to school or anything else, or weddings or funerals or, like, all of it, is to behave decently. And by the way, I don't really understand why our suburban mayors, now there's a countywide ordinance, but to a man, it feels like they say, I really don't think, dictating that people do something is the way to go. It's, you know, we strongly suggest. There's literally no reason to say that except for you've bought into this stupid political thing. Like, well, no one says that about seatbelts. You know, well, you know, we really think that urging people to wear seatbelts is the way to go. Literally no one says that about that, you know? No one says that about not smoking in restaurants. We really think urging people to light up is not the way to go. No, the way to go here is to tell freaking people that they have to wear a mask and to make it mandatory to wear a mask everywhere. The Goldman Sachs came out with a study that talked about the billions of dollars that could be saved by this country, in this country, if everyone would just always wear a mask, and it was staggering. And they're not some freaking socialist. It's Goldman Sachs. You can't get more capitalist money, you know, money stacking than Goldman Sachs. So purely from an economic perspective, they just want people to wear masks. It's all we got. Like, it's all we got. And so it's, yes, I understand why you're infuriated today.
Yeah, I mean, that, like, it's the only thing we can do to operate in this country. I'm not even talking about get back. Like, I've given up on get back to normal. I'm over that one. Now I'm just like, can we function as a community? And we are about to be living in a country that's going to have, if things don't turn around, no football. No college football, no college basketball. Schools are at risk. Oh, by the way,
no real church. You know, a few church services. You know, everything: church, school, football, everything. Right? Like, what else is there?
All because of what? Because you wanted to have a pool party with your idiot friends? Because you wanted to what? Because what? I don't even understand the rationale other than. What did I say earlier in the week? I feel like we live in a dumb country. That's the only way to explain
it. True.
Like, what you're doing is creating a mess of a situation. That's why these SEC football coaches came out months ago, whether it was Ed Orgeron or Nick Saban, and they were actually making PSAs saying, put on a mask if you want to watch college football. And these maniacs still didn't listen to them. I thought, well, sure, okay, they're not going to listen to me. They're not going to listen to doctors. Well, sure, they'll listen to Ed Orgeron. He speaks their language. Like, hey, if you don't want to watch football, if you want to watch football, put on a mask. I'm not trying to do a Coach O impersonation, but you get the point. Like, and they, like, they told you. How is Ed Orgeron smarter than you? My God. Ed Orgeron tried to tell you what to do. You can't, like, Ed, you could. How is Ed Orgeron smarter than you? Think about that if you think you're smart. Coach O's smarter than you. Unbelievable.
It's just, considerably.
It's just unbelievable.
By the way, the other little sidelight to the Big Ten story is that, so obviously Memphis was supposed to play Purdue.
Right.
Right? Well, Memphis is getting a big payday to pay Purdue.
Right.
And so the question now is, and I had heard $750,000, but I heard $1 million today too. So I don't, whatever. It's a substantial amount of money.
Sure.
And you could say, well, there's probably a force majeure, you know, act of God clause in the contract that says, can they, you know, get out of it and not pay Memphis? They've canceled the game. Purdue has canceled the game, effectively, the Big Ten did. But you can't claim that. I'm sure what Memphis is going to say is, you can say all you want that an act of God didn't let you play this game, but the truth of the matter is you're still playing games.
Right.
You chose to play conference games. And as long as they are playing conference games, and who knows if they will, like you, I'm deeply skeptical as to whether they will, but if they're playing conference games and not non-conference games, then I think Memphis is in line to get their $750,000 or $1 million, and Purdue's going to have a hard time arguing why they shouldn't pay it.
I would assume that's true. I haven't seen the contract. I'm not a lawyer. But I would assume once – if you play no games, you can probably get away with, hey, we're not playing any games. Like, it's not our fault. But if you're going to play some games and choose not to play the others,
yep,
it seems like you'd have to honor that contract. But, again, I haven't seen the contract with my own eyes, and I'm not a lawyer. So I'll let the lawyers and the people who have seen the contract figure that out. You mentioned the FedEx St. Jude Invitational. Do you have a sense for how costly that is for them to hold that tournament but not have fans?
I don't think it's costly in the sense of there's some big bill, right? I mean, the PGA runs it, the tour runs that tournament now, right? And so it's costly from that perspective, I guess. It's not great, like, for them. I don't think it's a huge burden on Memphis people, except to the extent that, in fact, I was talking to Jack Sammons about this. He said, you know, for a lot of restaurants, it's the biggest week of the year. A lot of hotels are packed that week. A lot of, like, it is a huge opportunity cost. And then it is also an opportunity to raise millions of dollars for St. Jude that will go by the wayside. Right. So it's not like there's some big bill that they're going to be stuck with that's going to really, you know, whack them here. It's not like if Memphis doesn't play football, that kind of thing. But it is a huge opportunity cost law here. And it'll just be bizarre. Like, I mean, just they will be out there. It's as if Memphis in May goes on, only you can't have people listening. Like, the acts are still going to be playing, right? It's as if the music fest is still happening, but there's no one listening. That's what's going to happen. The golfers will still be out there. And, of course, as I raised in the column that I just published, just wait, this will be the year that Tiger Woods comes, which would seem deeply cruel. I did ask Jack Sammons about that. And, of course, he said that he wanted Tiger Woods to come anyway, as you would, for all kinds of reasons. It would feel cruel, but the truth of the matter is a lot more people would watch, a lot more people would hear about St. Jude, the hospital, et cetera, if Tiger were here. But, and it's unlikely he comes because the PGA Championship is the next week and it's in San Francisco. Seems unlikely he would come this year, but that would be a little salt in the wound for Memphis fans who waited to see him if he were out there and you couldn't go.
For sure. I understand the comparison you're making to Memphis. The difference would be this is a television event, and so the golfers will be out there. It's for TV. You know, you got to have something to put it, like CBS wants to put it on TV, you know? And so you can still get a big television audience, but, you know,
he actually compared it to Bluff City Law. He said, you know, we all sat and watched Memphis on Bluff City Law. He said it'll be like that. We'll sit and watch Memphis. We'll sit and watch the golf tournament from our hometown and say, hey, didn't our hometown look great? It'll be like Bluff City Law. And that's probably more apt.
I did say, like, from a totally selfish perspective, and by the way, if I could change it, I would, but media will still be allowed. And so, like, being on an empty golf course watching the best golfers in the world play, like, walking around and not having to worry about, well, I can't really see from here.
Yes and no. No. Most media is not allowed.
Most media is not allowed?
Yeah. We got an email saying most media will be virtual. It'll be virtual media, virtual Zoom calls, virtual whatever. And it said, and the thing said, and I haven't explored this, it said, if you are allowed on the, one of the few media who's allowed on the course, we will be in contact with you separately. So, no. If there's a chance, you'd be literally writing a golf tournament from TV. I'm sure, like, you work for CBS. I'm sure you can probably wrangle a pass. But and I don't really know about the Daily Messian or the CA or anyone else or the local TV stations. I haven't explored who they're going to give them to or whatnot. But no, most media is virtual media.
This is where I will have to play the CBS card.
I bet CBS is going to be limited numbers too, though. Like, that's the thing. And here's the thing: if you can't have fans on a golf course,
right?
How are you going to get them into the Liberty Bowl? If what they concluded was just no way for the rest of the season we can have fans on a golf course, too dangerous, when you've got acres and acres and acres to spread out in, how are you going to do it in the Liberty Bowl?
Listen, here's the truth. Like, we can stop lying to each other. We're not going to have fans in the Liberty Bowl. I'm not even sure they're going to play football in the fall. But if they do play football, I will be surprised. I'd love to be surprised. If we do play football, I'll be surprised if there's fans there.
I will be surprised if there's fans there. If there is, it'll be, you know, whatever, 10,000 fans or something like that. And it's really spread out and whatever else and kind of weird and whatnot. But, I mean, that's what they were going to do. The health department was going to let the golf tournament go on. It was the PGA Tour that pulled the plug. And so they had reached this is how we can let a limited number of fans come out to the golf tournament. And the public officials could come to the same kind of conclusion around the Liberty Bowl. Here's how we do it. You can have 7,000 people. They have to be this far apart. And you can decide if it's worth it. The PGA ultimately said, you know what, we want to protect the players. Really, that's why they pulled the plug. Here there won't be some overarching organization to pull the plug. So if Memphis and – unless the conference does. But if Memphis and the local government say, okay, here's your plan. As long as you abide by this plan, you can do it. It's possible you'll have small clusters of fans there. I think unlikely. Again, like you, I think it's unlikely you'll have football. But it's possible, I guess.
Yeah, and I wonder, like, and listen, people can do whatever they want to do if they're allowed to do it. But, like, how much fun is that? Going and sitting with, like, a group of four in an empty stadium watching a college football game. Like, all of the things that make watching a college football game fun in person seem to be totally stripped away if you're trying to do it under these circumstances. Like, sit in a stadium for 4 hours away from everybody while wearing a mask just doesn't, like, you know, it doesn't have to be fun for me for you to go. You can do whatever you want to do if you're allowed, right? But that doesn't sound fun to me.
Right. Well, it's like everything's changed. There's a roller coaster in Japan where they are.
Yes.
Did you see this?
Yes.
And they're having a roller coaster, and they're trying to make sure people don't scream. And there's signs set up that say, please scream in your heart. That's great. Can you imagine going on a roller coaster and not screaming? No screaming allowed on a roller coaster.
Oh.
That's the essence of being on a roller coaster.
I learned how to scream in my heart years ago.
Every time I look at Facebook, I scream in my heart. Exactly.
I've been screaming in my heart for years. All right, Jeff Coggins, I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
See ya.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a second.
It's time to fly. Fly. The St. Louis Cardinals begin their 2020 season live on Friday night, July 24th at 7 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Full schedule of where to listen in Memphis at 92.9ESPN.com. 92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis' number one sports place. WMFS means Memphis. On the radio.com app, 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
always on the radio.com app.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
You know, Josh Hysaw attracts and sells so many homes, he consistently knows about great houses before they even hit the market. So if you want immediate access to the best homes in and around Memphis, getting on Josh's list is free and puts you at the front of the line in purchasing your dream home. Go to joshsellsthemidsouth.com and don't forget, he's got that 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective. He's someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold, that agreed upon price within 45 days, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick, totally up to you. And understand, it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him, no questions asked. He's got flexible fees. There are no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home, Josh Hysaw. 461-8147 on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open again and treating patients right now. And yes, they're taking precautions and following the guidelines recommended by the American Dental Association, the CDC, and the Tennessee Board of Dentistry. They have proper PPE for the team members. They are pre-screening patients the day before their appointments by phone and again in their cars before each appointment. They'll have somebody check your temperature before you enter the clinical area. Sanitizers are all over the place. They have a cleaning crew every afternoon to clean, spray, and wipe the entire office, and they are limiting the number of people in waiting rooms and clinical areas. So if you need to make an appointment, you can. So you should. The number is 901-309-1333. That's 309-1333. The Smile Center. It's open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and you can check them on the web at smilecentermemphis.com.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
If there's anything we know about Mid-Southerners, it's that we've got grit and determination. We as Mid-South, individuals, business leaders, and community leaders have a common goal, to come out of this stronger than ever. Together, we can move Memphis forward. We want to spotlight those who are moving Memphis forward. We'd love to hear from you. It can be your own story, the story of a business, or someone you know. Share the positives with us so we can share it with the city. Simply visit 929ESPN.com and click on the hashtag Move Memphis Forward banner. Hashtag Move Memphis Forward, powered by Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 929 FM ESPN.
Is the good thing about doing a show that starts at 4 o'clock Central is that there's really not a lot that normally happens in the afternoon in the world of sports. Like, I can, under normal circumstances, prep for a show at 9, 10 in the morning and more or less feel confident that I'm going to do that same show at 4 o'clock. In fact, during basketball season, Cowboy Carson will tell you, we would often record the show a couple hours early and almost never run into an issue because nothing really changes in the afternoon. We are living in a time now where things change by the hour all the time. So I'm just sort of scrolling through Twitter, seeing anything that I might have missed since this show started. And there's a story from the Washington Post, Jesse Doherty. Have you seen this story?
Huh.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, Major League Baseball when they reached a deal with the Players Association and decided this is what we're going to do, here's how we're going to do it, they had to send multiple chartered flights to the Dominican Republic to fly Dominican players who had went back home back to the United States to then join their clubs.
Okay.
So they send two different chartered flights to the Dominican Republic. And they flew Dominican players to Miami on July 1st.
All right.
Since then, multiple players who were on those flights have tested positive for COVID-19. And that would be one thing if it was like, well, what are you going to do?
Right.
Here's the problem. They did not test anybody before they boarded the plane.
No.
How can you do that?
Baseball screwed.
Like your Major League Baseball. You have incredible resources.
They're just doing this so piss poor.
How could you not test the Dominican players before they got
on
an airplane?
They literally distributed Corona. They distributed it.
They just said, come on, plane.
And then fanned them out across the country after that, right? So they land in Miami. They and don't
then,
test them.
And then, like, one player goes to Milwaukee.
You go here,
and one
you go
player
to St.
goes
Louis,
to
you
Anaheim.
Go here, you go
and
to
another
India.
Player goes to Baltimore.
That's piss poor, Gary.
And so now you have these players
that's awful.
Who were never tested before they board a plane.
Right.
So they're carrying the virus.
Right.
They get on a plane. They spread the virus to other players.
Yep.
Then they all land in Miami.
Fan out.
And it's you to St. Louis, you to Atlanta, you to Baltimore. Now you're in with your team, and now you've just spread the virus to your team. Like, what are you doing? That seems... Like, listen, I have never run a professional sports league, obviously.
Well,
and
I've been around it.
I've certainly never run one in the middle of a pandemic. But it seems like the first thing you would do is say, okay, we're going to send these two planes to Dominican Republic to get our players, bring them back to the United States. Right. Okay, clearly, we're going to ask these players to quarantine before they ever get on the plane. We're going to test them well in advance.
Yeah.
Of them getting on the plane, and then test them again.
Again, when they hit the ground before they go.
It's what the NBA did.
They did it.
The NBA.
Multiple.
They didn't have to send charter flights to the Dominican Republic because it's basketball, not baseball.
Right.
But they told everybody, go back to wherever your franchise is located.
Sure.
If you play for the Grizzlies, get to Memphis. If you play for the Mavericks, get to Dallas. And then what did they do?
Test.
Literally first thing they did.
Test.
And then test again. And then test again.
Again, yeah.
And then they figure out who they can put on a plane to go to Orlando. And then what do?
Test again. Yep. Heavy. This is where the money is going. Because they're spending millions per day to get that done. Because that's how it's cost.
How can Major League Baseball fill up a plane with Dominican baseball players without testing them before they get on the plane?
You can't.
It is total incompetence.
No, it's dumb.
Total incompetence. Like, you'd have a hard time arguing that it's not the worst-run league. And honestly, this is the type of stuff that should, probably won't, but should cost Rob Manfred his job. He has mishandled this every step of the way, and this is just the latest in – I don't even know how this happens. Like, it really
– I don't like their plan either, Gary. I mean, the travel alone with it is that I think they're just shooting themselves in the foot.
I think what you're going to find out – I don't hope for any of this.
I don't wait.
Here's what I think we're going to find out.
Yep.
That playing sports, team sports, in the United States of America in a pseudo bubble is probably doable.
Yep.
Like, I think MLS is going to be able to get through
with the correct
this tournament. Although they've already removed two clubs.
With the correct execution, it is. Yes.
Like, don't ever forget, Major League Soccer is back. Yeah. They've already had
Nashville.
To kick two clubs out.
Right.
Nashville and Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. But I believe the NBA is going to be able to finish its season.
I agree.
Courtesy of a pseudo-bubble with no travel.
Yep.
Everybody's in one place. I think what we're going to find out, unfortunately, is that trying to play team sports outside of a bubble just cannot
nope.
be done.
It's nope.
just not going to work. We have the virus spread too significantly in too many places that you allowing Major League Baseball players to go home every night and live their lives and then come back the next day and then fly from New York to Philadelphia and from Philadelphia to Atlanta. I'll be surprised if it works. And I would say the same thing about the NFL, and I would say the same thing about college football, And the same thing about college basketball. I think what we're going to find out is team sports in a bubble, doable. Team sports outside of a bubble, like Major League Baseball and the NFL, this is, we'll see. I mean, we will ultimately see. MLS and NBA are operating in a pseudo bubble. NFL and MLB is not going to. Which ones work, which ones don't? I know who I'd bet on. The ones in one location, pseudo bubble. Nobody moving.
We are canceling preseason NFL games left and right. Do you think the NFL could – I mean, of course they could. Maybe they should just go with bubble and, like, redesign their plan, you know? I mean, they're learning for this in real time as they watch this thing.
It's so many players.
Yeah.
And it's such an extended period of time. I mean, you are asking
– I mean, maybe you go short – I don't know. Short season and you just do it. You know, you play it in that new Raiders stadium, you shack up in Vegas, bubbleize it, and let's go. I don't know.
Listen, it's complicated.
It's very complicated.
I think what people have been hoping is that, well, we'll get through it. That, you know, just sort of like, hey, we'll get through it.
No, people.
You're starting to realize we can't get through it. Like, the Big Ten was hoping to get through it. They acknowledged today that they can't. The ACC will do that same thing, I promise you. SEC will follow suit. And then the next thing they're going to have to acknowledge is we can't even play conference games. This is not going to work. I'd love to be wrong. There's nothing I like more than being right. I would pay a significant amount of money to be wrong about all of this stuff. But bet you I'm not. Bet you I'm not. Be back with dinner to go.
Only one Mid-South radio station offers Rewind. Rewind. Never miss a moment. Like a DVR for radio. Rewind. Just use 92.9 FM ESPN on the free radio.com app or online at 92.9ESPN.com. Never miss a moment with 92.9 FM ESPN. 92.9 FM ESPN is the Mid-South smart speaker station. Just say play 92.9 ESPN.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, our arms are wide open to the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, and the DoD. All are welcome to join. Whether you're active duty, a veteran, or if you have family who have served, we've always got your six. That's why members earn and save $289 more per year by banking with us. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Visit NavyFederal.org. Dollar value based on 2018 study by Navy Federal.
A better tomorrow starts today with Wendy's breakfast. A tomorrow that says bake can, not bake can't. Where fresh eggs reign like opportunity, honey butter goodness is spread, and the frosty is chinoed. At Wendy's, we don't ask what tomorrow holds, but rather, what will you hold tomorrow? Will it be the breakfast baconator or the honey butter chicken biscuit? No matter what you choose, tomorrow's looking good.
At participating U.S. Wendy's.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Imagine a coffee cup. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business. One of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
We saved big money with our Progressive Home and Auto Bundle and used the cash to take a family vacation.
To Hawaii.
Who's up for a luau?
Yay!
This is not a real testimonial. Sure, customers can save big money with Progressive, but not enough to go to Hawaii. They'll probably use it for things like the mortgage and groceries, or even a travel magazine, so at least they can see pictures of Hawaii.
Aloha!
Yes, say hello to those beautiful Hawaiian beaches in that magazine. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For 95 years, Saia LTL Freight has hit the road to deliver the goods that keep businesses and communities moving. Now, in this uncertain time, we won't stop going that extra mile. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together for the long haul. Saia LTL Freight, driving stability, safety, support, and strength. Visit Saia.com. That's SAIA.com. Radio.com.
Gear up for all your favorite teams and sports with Radio.com. The biggest sports stations in America talk about the NFL, MLB, NHL, and NBA. Get updates on when games will start
and how your team stacks up.
Find Jim Rome, Tiki and Tierney, and more of the top personalities in sports on CBS Sports Radio.
And you'll love Radio.com sports originals
like Mike's On with Francesa, Swings and Misses,
and You Better You Bet,
with the best bets on the biggest matchups every weekday. Gear up with all the shows and podcasts
on Radio.com or the Radio.com app.
Hey, it's Christy Evans with Intercom Memphis. As we all work on safely getting back to business, we must keep our businesses from falling behind. Let's get to work on letting people know how your business can help the community come back together. I can help you construct a plan that utilizes radio, digital, and much more to get your advertising plan back in shape. Let me help you get back to business. Call me today, 901-628-3251. Once again, that's 901-628-3251.
Enjoy Mexican cuisine with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to margaritas. From downtown to Atoka, there's a margaritas near you. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
Hi, this is Jim Miller, and Origins is back.
I said to Cameron, I'm like, this doesn't come around very often, and I want to be in this movie.
Chapter 6, Almost Famous turns 20.
I am a golden god!
You made friends with them.
Well, it was fun.
Because they make you feel cool.
To celebrate Almost Famous' 20th anniversary, we've managed to put the band back together again, including the director and writer of the film, Cameron Crowe himself. Plus, Kate Hudson, Frances McDormand, Billy Crudup, Jason Lee, Patrick Fugit, Zooey Deschanel, Jimmy Fallon, rock stars Peter Frampton and Nancy Wilson, and more.
It's what it's like to be a fan, to love some band so much that it hurts.
Join me as it all unfolds with Origins Chapter 6, Almost Famous Turns 20. Subscribe now on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you go.
If you love
guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family.
Mercedes-Benz of Memphis is our city's original Mercedes dealership, located 5389 Poplar. 5389 Poplar. That's Poplar in Valley Brook. You know where it's at. Easy to find, easy to get to. Want to get the vehicle of your dreams? You can get it right now. They got great deals. 90-day deferred payment plan is available. 0% financing is available. So how awesome would that be? You get a brand new Mercedes. You don't have to make a payment for 3 months. 0% financing. It's all available at 5389 Poplar. If you want to see the inventory in person, drop by and see it. They'd be happy to see you at Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. But if you'd rather shop online for understandable reasons, that website is mbofmemphis.com. mbofmemphis.com. The inventory is there. You can scroll through. You see something you like, you can buy it. They'll deliver it to you. As long as you live within a 100-mile radius of Mercedes-Benz of Memphis. Again, 5389 Poplar, 5389 Poplar. That website is mbofmemphis.com. Go look at it, mbofmemphis.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but the big news is that the Big Ten has canceled all non-conference football games this fall. That includes a game between Memphis and Purdue. So the Tigers, at best, will have one less game on their schedule than they were supposed to have. But everybody from the Big Ten commissioner to Ohio State Athletic Director Gene Smith subsequently said, listen, the plan right now is to only play conference games in the fall, but, and these are Gene Smith's words, I can't reiterate this enough, we might not play at all. When you hear athletic directors of places like Ohio State start speaking in such plain terms, we might not play at all, that means that they know this is far worse than they had led on for the past few months, and now they are dealing with a set of choices. None of them are good.
What's the biggest game tonight?
We got games. It's the MLS's back tournament live from Disney World.
That's good
once
news.
Again.
Some good news, Gary.
Montreal Impact against the New England Revolution. This is, it's a Group C match.
All right, of course.
New England is minus 102 on the money line. Montreal is plus 222. Kick is scheduled at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on TUDN.
What?
I had to check last night hold as up. I was preparing for
hold
dinner
on,
to go.
On. That wasn't in the script. I missed that part.
T-U-D-N. I had to check last night.
Tooting?
Tooting. I had to check last night to see if I had it. Guess what?
Do we have it?
Turns out if you pay $300 a month for DirecTV, you will have TUDN. It's channel 464 on DirecTV.
What should I watch on TV?
NBA on TNT is back on tonight, starting at 7 o'clock. So that's Ernie, Kenny, Charles, Shaq. They'll be on for 1 hour. So if you want to
love it,
watch the best in-studio sports show that exists, I think.
I agree with you.
Then NBA on TNT, 7 o'clock on TNT. Late Night Circuit, Billy Porter's on Jimmy Kimmel. Alex Rodriguez is on Jimmy Fallon. Judd Apatow is on Stephen Colbert. Amanda Peet is on Seth Meyers. Terry Crews is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Pat Forty had a nice column, SI.com, last night about what the Ivy League is doing, what Stanford is doing, how all of these college athletic institutions are having to cut things, eliminate things because of our nation's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. He closed the column with these words. One of the oldest sayings in sports is to respect your opponent. America didn't respect COVID-19. Not enough to stay quarantined and wear masks and do what it had to do. Complacency, arrogance, and stubbornness didn't get the job done, and now the increasingly costly bills for that disrespect are coming due. You can find that column, SI.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Friday. That means Dan Walken, USA Today in the first hour. Jeff Calkins in the second. I'll have a Dateline preview.
Nice.
Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. Wear your mask. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good. Rep your hood.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
The diehard batteries you know and trust are now at Advance Auto Parts. That means all the reliability, durability, and power you expect now come with free testing, free installation, and the unrivaled expertise of advanced team members. No appointment necessary. And for a limited time, purchase a DieHard battery and enter to win a free Optima battery maintainer and charger. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participate in CarQuest locations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.